Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
Sarah clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
We have made it to hump day. Happy hump day, rockaholics. Happy hump day, Steve Miggs.
Let's hump. Wait, no.
Things got out of control really fast.
Went from 0 to 60 in like 20 seconds.
Let's inform the rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today I'm going to put you all on the spot. Today is National Good Samaritan Day. Do you remember the last time that you were a good Samaritan?
Every day of my life, Steve.
Okay.
Every day.
Yes, Sarah. I think she'll give me an honest answer, unlike my friend over to my right.
I really can't remember.
I knew you would be honest.
Yeah, I'm really trying to think, too.
I got one. I got an example.
What?
Not something that you did. But
oh.
So recently we were at Mod Pizza in Tacoma. And we were there enjoying some lunch after, I think it was right soon after Tatum's surgery. So it was just last week. And we're sitting there, and Tatum and Sid went to the bathroom. And on the way back, my wife was like, can you buy the guy behind us some pizza?
Aww.
I was like, I was just kind of thrown off. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what? Where did, I thought you went to the bathroom. Like, what's going on? And she's like, well, this guy, he approached me out of the bathroom and said, would you mind buying me a pizza?
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, sure. So I turned around, it was a younger dude. He was like, probably, I don't know, 18, 19 years old. And I was just like, hey, yeah, man, how's your day going? He goes, it's going great. Like, he had a great attitude, but you could tell, like, he couldn't afford food.
Aww.
And so I was like, yeah, I'll get you a pizza. I got him and I was like, what are you getting? Because I was just curious. It's like jalapenos and pineapple. And I was like, yeah.
You had me at jalapenos, but then pineapple. But that I'm not trying to take away from the fact that you are a great,
so should I said no,
a great Samaritan, not just a good Samaritan, a great Samaritan.
Wouldn't that have been epic if I was like an anti-pineapple person? I'm just like, bro, sorry, I'll buy you that pizza, but that pineapple's not going on it.
No way.
All right, so what about you?
Oh, I can't think of a good. Oh,
are
I
you
know,
an idiot?
I know. Here's a good Samaritan thing. The guys that were framing up the pony walls for our concrete the other day, we gave them a case of beer.
All right, see? But you were telling us yesterday afternoon on text, you bought some flowers for somebody.
That's true.
That's
I did.
A good Samaritan.
You know what?
Moment.
That was yesterday. My lash lady, she just lost her father, and so I bought her some flowers and a card.
Here I am trying to help, like, set you up with this. You told us this really nice story about someone that's going through some tough times. You bought him some flowers. And you're like, I haven't done anything recently.
I guess just because I do so many good things. I do so many good things, Steve. It's hard to
know
remember
what?
Them all.
Maybe you were being honest when you first said that. What about you, Danny?
This weekend, my girlfriend was picking out some cucumbers at the store, and they all fell off. So I helped the guy clean them up because I felt bad that she did not do that. So I was like,
you know, Danny, you win.
Thank you.
You win.
I have such grocery store anxiety. in general, that would have, I probably would have fallen on the ground and had a panic attack.
It was pretty epic.
Well, last night I was falling on the ground having a panic attack thanks to our Seattle Kraken. Why do I put myself through this?
I don't know. Did you stay up?
I did.
Oh.
So I was about ready to go to bed. I'm like, it's 4-2. They've got this game. There's like 8 minutes left in the game, maybe 10 minutes left in the game, which was awesome because they were down 2-1 going into the third, turned it around. They're up 4-2. You know, they're trying to get a playoff spot, and Vegas is one of those teams that they're trying to catch up to. So I'm like, this is phenomenal. I should go to bed. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stay up and watch them win this game. They did not win this game. They ended up giving up 2 goals, including one with 16 seconds left in the game, where Seattle just decided, you know, we don't need to play defense anymore. There's only 16 seconds left in the game. What could happen? Well, stupid Vegas Golden Knights, they score a goal. They go into overtime. Jack Eichel scores. Vegas ends up winning. They get 2 big points in the standings, which moves them 9 points ahead of Seattle in that chase for one of those wild card spots. I'm not saying last night was a must-win game, but it was a must-win game, and they did not win it, and it looked like they were about to win it. So it's real frustrating. Up next for the Seattle Kraken, taking on the Washington Capitals. Alex Ovechkin coming to Climate Pledge Arena, and that's going to be happening tomorrow night.
Well, the free agency frenzy continues in the NFL as we wave goodbye to a couple more players. Drew Lock. Drew Lock has agreed to a 1-year, $5 million contract with the New York Giants.
Dude, good for him getting paid. $5 million? Guaranteed.
He looks very happy.
I would be.
And then running back DJ Dallas will sign with the Cardinals. Then the Hawks finally signed a player from another team, bringing in veteran tight end Pharaoh Brown. He's 29. He signed a 1-year contract with a $3.2 million base salary with incentives that can push it up to $3.9 million. He will be a solid blocking tight end.
I do love that there are people freaking out. They're like, we've been waiting for someone to fill in the sign, and who the hell is this guy? He's not a big name player. He's like you said, he's known for his blocking abilities, but I was actually kind of sad about DJ Dallas, even though, look, Drew Lock, DJ Dallas, both backups. Like, it's not the end of the day.
Totally. But
I was only sad because he follows me on Twitter. And, that, you know, it's if you follow me on Twitter, that means you're important to me. And then skill level.
Yep.
So now absolutely. I'm very sad to have to say goodbye to DJ Dallas. You guys were making fun of me because I got all excited yesterday. I thought that the Seattle Seahawks signed Patrick Queen from the Baltimore Ravens. And I didn't bother to see that the S after the hashtag S wasn't Seahawks. It was Steelers. And then I was very disappointed. You guys were all, I'm like, I almost quote tweeted it. I was like, dude, we got him. This is awesome. Ah. And then everyone's looking at me like, dude, it says Steelers, not Seahawks.
He's hanging with Russell Wilson.
I guess I've become a Steelers fan. I don't know what the hell's going on. That was very sad. But no, he's not going to be a member of the Seahawks. He's going to be part of the Steelers, who are putting together quite the team during free agency. But we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Seahawks have never been the team that like goes crazy on those first couple of days for free agency frenzy. So I think we still got some time. Don't freak out just yet, Seahawks fans.
Yes.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 51 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. Big thanks to Kia Puyallup for giving us the Daily Mix download, and that's what's up.
The nightclub Supernova has been in the news recently because it will be the first strip club in Washington to serve alcohol. The owner of Supernova is Zach Levine, and he's going to give us all the details when he joins us at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Rockaholics, very exciting times around these parts. Things are changing in the state of Washington.
This is huge news. I feel like I was on four different group chats yesterday just about the excitement that's going on right now as Washington State finally, for years we've been saying, why can't we have a drink while being at a gentleman's club, while being at a strip club? But thanks to a man by the name of Zach Levine, that's going to happen. He's the man that is bringing Supernova Seattle into a gentleman's club, right? Zach, are you here?
Hey, I'm here with you.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for having me, man. We're extremely excited to announce that we'll be Washington State's first 21-plus dance club to host fully nude dancers. And contrary a little bit to a gentleman's club.
Okay, thank you for correcting me. Okay, we're trying to figure that out.
And I totally appreciate that. Because there's a handful of strip clubs and gentlemen clubs in Washington State. However, you know, since our opening almost 3 years ago, Supernova has been an immersive and engaging art-forward dance club. And we fully intend to continue that with this addition to our programming. We're going to continue to book the best local and national DJs and performers, as well as host our monthly theme party nights. And we're just really excited to introduce fully nude professional dancers who specialize in aerial and pole acrobatics.
What I did see in the article that you're calling it an Atlanta-style club with nonstop bumping party music. And I was like, you know what? I don't even know what that means, but I'm sold.
Yeah. Well, again, we're a dance club. So we want people to come out and have a great night of nightlife. And we don't want to be a seedy gentleman's club or a strip club. This isn't supposed to be immersive. It's supposed to be engaging. We've been hosting regularly themed parties. And we're really excited to launch this new programming on March 22nd and Saturday the 23rd with our spring break and sandbar tropical beach parties, where we're turning up the heat, bringing in 3,000 pounds of sand, some inflatables, a volleyball court, tanning lotion, air fresheners, and everything's really it's thematic. It's fun. It's a carnival.
Do you order the sand through Amazon.com? How do you get 3,000 pounds of sand?
Well, you know, a magician never reveals the secret.
Fair.
I'm also wondering, not only how do you get the sand, but how do you get the sand out?
That is the more magic question, is getting the sand out. But to be fair, we do get the sand from Home Depot. We use playground sandbox sand. And we are located in Soto at the corner of First and Horton. So it's just a couple blocks away from the Home Depot there.
That is a good point. Yeah.
So, Zach, obviously you've been, you know, looking very forward to this. What has the whole waiting around application process been like for you? How long ago did this kind of all start being put into motion?
I only decided this about a week ago. This is totally not something that's been on our radar. It was not something I was ever considering to do. The only reason I decided to do this is because the Liquor and Cannabis Board of Washington State put out a big memo email blast to all liquor license holders saying that they're no longer enforcing the Lewd Conduct Act. And the Lewd Conduct Act is what separates a strip club from a nightclub with go-go dancers that shows nipples or genitalia or anything of the sort. And so with the recall of that law, it no longer being enforced, and they're working to pass the new Strippers Bill of Rights Act, I just wanted to be the first to jump on it and seize the opportunity to say, hey, we already have a liquor license, so all we need to do is throw a couple of poles in there and get some go-go dancers or professional exotic dancers and have them remove some clothing.
It's going to be such a refreshing thing, because I think that's what a lot of people talk about, like, you know, when they go to a strip club around here. It's just like, well, it's awkward because you can't drink. It doesn't feel very festive. It does, like you were saying, at times you just like kind of feel awkward being in there. Whereas you go to like somewhere
like
Atlanta or Portland or other places where you can drink, and you're like,
and that's exactly it. Yeah, we're joining the ranks of even Vancouver, BC, Portland, Oregon, our neighbor to the south, Atlanta, Miami, Las Vegas. And you're absolutely right. It's a little awkward if you're in there for everyone.
We are talking to Zach Levine of Supernova Seattle, that will become Washington's first strip club to serve alcohol. And I guess, out of curiosity, how many days a week will this be in operation? Is this going to be like a 7 days a week situation?
Well, I certainly hope to expand our hours in the future. But to launch, we're going to continue with our nightlife nightclub programming, where we're starting at 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays and going till 3 a.m. But we certainly hope that the reception to this is well received and that we're able to expand.
What's it going to take to have us do like a guest DJ set? We'll do our own little. I'm just kidding.
Oh no! Oh no!
You tell me. Let's host something. You got my email.
That would be the strangest collection of music if we were doing
emo night strip club.
Yeah, Danny over here.
Let's do it.
Danny DJs emo night, and he kills it at emo night when he does that. So all of a sudden, we're gonna have. Can you get a bunch of sad strippers? That's the question.
I think if we put the call out and we do it as a highly immersive themed event, I think we can make something happen together. And you know, you're always welcome to come host one of our future amateur nights on Thursdays.
Oh, nice. Do I have to show my nipples in order to do that? That's the question.
No, not unless you want to. And you're more than welcome to if you'd like. You don't discriminate.
I do the independent wrestling on the side. We can maybe incorporate wrestling and strippers. I mean, we're all in spandex. It's the perfect merging of two arts.
Well, and that's exactly it. Again, Supernova is a fully immersive, engaging dance club. And our goal is interactive, fun nightlife. So if it's exciting, if it's wild and out there, and it's a good time, we're here for it.
What's been the reaction so far for you? Like, I mean, have you been hearing from dancers or even DJs like, dude, can't wait for this to happen?
Extremely positive. We've got DJs, dancers, MCs, people from out of state reaching out to us. We've got Atlanta rappers coming out on our opening night on the 22nd. I've got performers coming in from LA. It's going to be wild. I think the city's it's electric. We're really excited.
So are the strippers just like dancing next to the DJs? Like, can you paint a picture of how you're envisioning this? Are they going to be like, or is it like, are there rooms where people are getting dances, or is it?
Yeah. So we have four platforms that we're building out with poles. They're more like stage extensions. And then in addition to that, there's going to be girls who are going to be walking around the room. There isn't any private rooms. We're not offering any private closed door lap dances. However, there is a VIP room that is a little bit more private.
Zach, I wish you could have just seen that Steve Miggs just did a nice little eyebrow raise. He was very excited.
Oh, Danny and I locked eyes. We're like, this sounds amazing.
Well, I'm really excited to launch this programming, and it would be my pleasure to invite all of the KISW staff out for our opening night. And please reach out to me, and I'll put you on my personal VIP list.
We appreciate that. We've been speaking with Zach Levine, Supernova Seattle, becoming Washington's first strip club to serve alcohol. Thank you so much, Zach.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Take care.
Well, we just came across a story. It's pretty crazy about a time that Peyton Manning used to play in Kenny Chesney's band.
Okay.
And tour with them. Nice. Only Peyton doesn't actually know how to play an instrument at all. You're going to hear all about it after AC/DC.
The Daily Mix Show.
Kenny Chesney just recently sat down for an interview with Rich Eisen and told a pretty ridiculous story about Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Kenny shared that back when Peyton was younger and earlier in his football career, he would hop on stage with Kenny Chesney and the band and pretend to be a guitarist in said band.
You know, when Peyton Manning was a pro football player, he seemed so boring. You know, and not in a bad way, but like he seemed very serious. And now, ever since post his career in the NFL, you're starting to like learn more about like this guy seemed like a pretty fun dude. Obviously, it seems like a pretty fun dude post, you know, playing pro, because you don't have to worry about being in a, you know, playing on every Sunday. But like, it's just kind of funny hearing some of these stories now.
Here he is pretend playing with Kenny Chesney.
Peyton and I have been friends a very long time. Peyton Manning used to, you know, before there was a social media presence in the world and before everybody documented every single thing,
yeah.
There was two summers where Peyton, it was like his rookie year with the Colts, and then the next year, he literally went out on a bus on tour with us and on the bus for like a couple weekends. Mm-hmm. And we would have one extra guy on stage. He would be up there with a guitar, and the audience would be looking around going, wow, that guy looks familiar. You know, and then I would introduce him as Peyton Manning, and people would go crazy. Peyton used to go out there on the road with us, and he wasn't even plugged in. Mm. Like, he had a guitar over his shoulder, you know, it was all good fun, but he wasn't even plugged in. He wouldn't even change chords, you know, like we couldn't even fake it. Like, you know, you had to change a chord during a song, and Peyton would stay in the same spot the whole time. Everybody knew he wasn't plugged in. He just kept it one spot.
That is epic.
I do love that he didn't even bother to, like, at least move your hands around to look like you're, like, pretend. Like, I think I can fake being a guitarist. I don't know if an actual guitarist would be like, he's clearly not playing any right chords. But if you don't know anything, like, if I'm watching somebody moving their hands, I just assume they're playing. But he wouldn't be the first.
Oh, no.
To pretend playing. I mean, I talked about how these are actual artists, not Peyton Manning level, but Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, when I saw him perform with, I think it was called, the band was called like the Wonderments or something like that. And like, he had a keyboard in front of him. And at first I thought he was playing the keyboard. Then I realized that keyboard is not plugged in. And then we started really hyper focusing on his hands. And we're like, he's not even touching anything. Yeah. And then when I saw Kiss, the most recent time, and I was there and Craig Gass was standing next to us, and he's just like, Eric Singer's not even touching the keys. Like, I don't even think there's... He's like, I'm pretty sure there's not even keys on that piano that he comes out to. And I thought that was hilarious. So, and he's like, he's not even singing it, too. Like, he's just basically singing over a pre-recorded track of Peter Criss singing Beth. There's like that moment where the drummer of Kiss comes out, plays the piano, and sings Beth. And he's not even really playing the piano. But he is at least trying to look like he's playing. He's moving his arms.
When I think about Peyton Manning being up there with a guitar, and he's such a big guy. I mean, he looks like an athlete. He probably looks very out of place up there. Like who's that gargantuan dude?
Who's this goofy-looking dude that looks like Peyton Manning playing guitar with Kenny Chesney?
But to your point, you know, throughout his career, maybe we didn't understand exactly how charismatic he truly was. But then when he was on SNL... He was hysterical. The skit where he was pegging kids with footballs and stuff. I mean, he's just an absolute delight.
Do you think they were like having a few drinks and Kenny's like, come up on stage with us there, Peyton? He's like, what am I going to do? He's like, just put on a guitar and pretend that you're playing. He's like, all right, let's go.
Probably.
I've also wondered too, because like you've seen all those, I'm not a fan of either Peyton Manning or Brad Paisley, but you've seen all those Nationwide commercials.
Don't lie, you always talk about how much you love Brad Paisley.
I mean,
a Brad Paisley hat right now.
It's his underwear, Steve, so get it right. No, but it was just like one of those, like those Nationwide commercials are hilarious.
Yeah.
I wonder like whose idea that was. Like, is it Brad Paisley? And obviously they're really good friends and they can just like kind of make fun of each other. But
absolutely.
Every single time I'm like, this is amazing.
I got a question for you guys then.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be your favorite band. Because I don't think although it would be fun to jump up on stage and pretend to be playing guitar with Pearl Jam.
Sure.
But if you had to pick a band to jump up on stage, obviously you don't know how to play. Danny, I know you know how to play guitar. So let's suspend reality for a second, though. And like,
it's going to be bass, actually.
Yeah. Okay. And you had to pretend to be up on stage and rock out with the band. Which band would it be? Because there's a lot of factors. Like, do you want to be in the band that you love? Maybe the crowd's not as energetic. Like, I kind of want to be in a party band. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see the crowd going nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, like Blink 182.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right?
That would
good
be
energy.
Fun.
Yeah.
Just slide right in there. I mean, to your point, I wouldn't want to be jumping up with the surviving members of Rush because they'd be like, what is this idiot doing up here?
What word were you going to use?
I saw her.
A different word.
I felt like a B word was going to come out. And I'm like,
what is this B doing?
Is it biatch? Is it bimbo? Is it broad? I'm not sure. Who's this bimbo playing with Rush?
It is funny, though, Steve. Sometimes, I know you're an actual drummer. Sometimes I'm like, I really feel like I could play drums with, you know, insert song. But I'm always so impressed with people that can do the double bass thing.
Uh-huh.
Can you do double bass with your feet?
Not very well.
No.
I mean,
I can keep upbeat, but I couldn't do that.
There is something, like, there's a guy on Instagram and YouTube. I think it's I can't remember how he pronounces his name. Espar Antano or something. I don't know. But he's, like, this crazy drummer. And anyone who's been on, like, as a musician probably knows who I'm talking about. Like, the speed of his feet is ridiculous.
Is he the one that has the beard?
Yes. And he's always doing crazy stuff with his hands.
Yes! I do know who you're talking about.
Yeah. He's so much fun to watch. Like, I wouldn't want to be up there with Tool.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Because it's just like nobody's doing anything on stage. It wouldn't be a party up there. Like, I want to be rocking out.
Steel Panther.
Steel Panther would be pretty amazing.
Mine would have to be Green Day. I mean, even like, yeah. I know they do pull up, you know, people from the crowd to play, but it's just like at the same time, so high energy. I could run around stage, jump, and I feel like the end of it, he would probably have me like crowd surf.
Although, when part of me is thinking, like, why would I want to be in like Taylor Swift's band?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The most over the top production. You're performing in arenas. Yeah. You get to, like, okay, that sounds so good, but you get to look at Taylor all night.
And no offense.
Why not, right?
No offense to her band, but nobody's watching them.
And also, probably nobody in the band's actually playing. It's probably everyone's just doing a backing track at this point.
I mean, because it's such a spectacle, you're just watching what's happening around Taylor or Taylor. You probably don't even realize there is a band.
I'd be up on stage, I look at the guitars, so I'm like, how should I put my hand? He's like, I don't know, dude. I don't even know how to play guitar. I'm just very handsome. They hired me to just pretend. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do that too, but I'm not handsome. Should I wear your hat? All right, what about you, Sarah?
Well, I mean, if we're going to go with Taylor, I would choose Taylor, but my first thought was actually Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's a good party.
Love that. Just rock out with Dave Grohl.
Plus, then you get to tour with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, and he seems like the best person to hang out with.
How do you feel about drinking a lot of Jägermeister, though?
I am so in. Are okay. you kidding?
Because I feel like Dave's still keeping Jägermeister afloat.
I mean, he's definitely partying when he's up there.
He's the Jäger guy.
Also, Eddie Vedder. That man has been known to slam some red wine on stage.
That's true.
So maybe it's
That's perfect for you and Sarah, then.
Yeah. I'm like, Eddie, can we bring our box up here?
I'm not happy.
What are we talking about?
Very upset with Eddie.
What? Because of last night?
Yeah, he was at the Kraken game.
And he didn't call you?
Yeah. He's the reason why they lost, clearly.
The last time that they were there, that he was there, did they lose?
I'm not keeping a tally, Taryn. I have no idea.
If you find out that Eddie Vedder is the bad luck.
Although I did think it was pretty awesome. I saw a lot of people posting pictures of them with Eddie Vedder. Like, he was taking pictures with fans and no problem with it. And he was there with his kids, I think, and front row wearing the Winter Classic jersey as well.
I heard them talking about the producer that is like a massive Pearl Jam fan, and they were plugging the shows in May.
His daughter was rocking the Eberle jersey, celebrating 1,000 games for him.
That was really cool. Well, Rockaholics, who out there would like a shot at beating Steve? He is 59, 17, and 8 in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.